Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Hayu Klei Galalim, Klei Avanim, Klei Avanim. If the Kli, which was between the upstairs and the downstairs, was either made out of animal dung, stone, or out of clay. In this case, Akol Tahar, everything is Tahar in the attic. That although we said in the earlier Mishnayos that Beis Shammai says we make a Gezeira, that since if the Kli would belong to an Am Haaretz, it itself would be Tamei, therefore everything in the upstairs, which could go to the mikvah, should go to the mikvah. It only applies to Cheres, earthenware, or to wood or metal, which are kalim, which are utensils that are mekabel tuma. However, these three types of utensils, which are made out of animal dung, stone, or earthenware, or clay, even if they belong to the Am Haaretz, would be tahar, and therefore everything in the attic would be tahar. Haya kli tahar lakodesh. Let's say you had an kli which was designated to be used for kudshim, in the karbanos, for nesachim, for the meat of an animal in the Beis HaMikdash v'lachatas, or if it was designated to be used for the ashes of the Parah Aduma. In that case, even if it's a kli which normally would be mekabel tumah, hakol tar, everything in the attic would be tar, shakol ne'manim alachatas, because even in Am Haaretz is trusted to say that a certain kli is designated for a chatas and has the status of tahara. And therefore, since even if the wooden kli or the metal kli would belong to an Am Haaretz, since it's designated for chatas or for kachim, it itself is not tamei, and therefore everything in the attic will be tahar as well. And the Mishnah explains, umipnei, because sha kelim tahirim, standard kelim are tahar, meaning normal kelim which are not mekabel tuma are tahar, and klei cheres are also tahar when we're talking about an Am Haaretz. Umatzilim, and these kalim can protect that which is in the attic only im dafnais ayahalim, if they're being added on to an existing separation between the upstairs and the downstairs. So this means that if I have a room and above it I have another room with a hole in the ceiling, since the sides of the ceiling of the downstairs, which is also the floor of the upstairs, are protruding towards the center of the room, and I have a hole in the center of the room, when I plug up that hole with a kli, the kli is joining with the existing separation between the two rooms, and that is when it is matzil from tuma. However, if there was no existing partition which the kli is joining with, for example, if the kli is simply breaking the room in half from the bottom to the top, and there's no existing sides, in that case the kli would not be matzil from tuma, as we're going to explain right now in Mishnah Vav. Ketzad, how is this? Habor v'hadush shebebayis ukfisha nesuna alav. If you have a pit, a hole dug in the floor of a house, and there's a tuma, there's a mace in the house, and you put a basket over the mouth of the pit, tahar, then everything that's in the pit will be tahar, because the basket will join with the walls of the top of the pit, which is also the floor of the house, to be matzal. Now, in the standard case which the Mishnah is talking about is where the floor would protrude over the existing pit. So it actually extended a tefach, which is about a couple of inches over the circumference of the pit. So we already have an existing separation. If you put a kli upon that, then it would protect everything in the pit, not to be mekabel the tumah, which is in the house. However, if let's say there was nothing protruding over the actual pit, and therefore all you have is a flat edge, the top of the pit immediately joins with the floor of the house around, oy kaveres psucha, or if you had again a basket or a huge area where it loses the status of a kli because its edges were taken off, so therefore it can't hold things in it, ukfisha nesuna aleha, and you had this basket put over it, tamei, it's going to be tamei, because since you don't have already existing edges, the kli can't add on to it. Imhaya neser chaluk. Let's say you had a flat board over the edge of the well, or over the pit, or over this large basket. Aisrida. Or if you had some form of a material, for example, a net type of a material, she'en lagapayim, which does not have mechitzos around it, so it itself does not have the status of a kli, then tahar, that which is inside of the pit, will be tahar, because since the wood is not mekabel tuma because it's flat, or this net, which is also flat, is not mekabel tuma. Therefore, they can serve as a covering of the ohel, even though there are no walls. She'ein ha-kelem mitzilin im dafnais oilem, because kelem don't protect. That which we learned, that the basket could protect the tuma from going from the house into the pit, only applies where you have walls with it. And ad she'ehei lahen, and the kelem, or which you're going to save by the large kli or the tent, has to have defanos, it has to have real walls. How big or how deep into the space does the protrusion have to be? Tefach, it must be a tefach. So as the floor protrudes into and over the pit, it must be at least a tefach around the entire circumference. But what if it was only half of a tefach in the circumference around the entire pit? Ein adayf, and that's not considered enough of an existing partition for the kli to join with. Ad she'ehei la tefach mimakim echad, until you have an entire tefach at each point of the circumference of the floor, which protrudes over the pit.